we're more as disappointed in the performance. We never got going from the first whistle, and you can't afford to do that in the Premier League. But credit to West Brom. I thought they were playing some really good football. We knew they had four midfielders rather than wide men and trying to get their full-backs out. They rotated well, and we just didn't deal with it. Obviously, we had to make changes, but that's why you have a squad. You want the players to come in and deliver performances, and it is a squad game in the Premier League.
So missing key personnel, but you're not high behind that?
No, absolutely not. We pride ourselves on our performance levels and how the players operate, how they're game ready, if you like. But there wasn't signs of that today, obviously. The only thing you'd say with Jonah and Marnes, they've struck up a very good relationship in there, and they know each other's game and the team's game well. Obviously, it never looked that way today, particularly first half. And we made some changes to try and give it a bit more of that feel. Slightly worked, but not enough to get back in the game, that's for sure.
Just the two corners?
Yeah, very poor by our standards, obviously. You know, they you're going 2-0 down. They've had the better share of the game by a mile, but we weren't. It's not like Ben, Tom Eaton rather is making save after save. So you want to go in 0-0 and then you have a chance to change it, but we didn't do that. And then it's all uphill from there. The next goal's vital. They get it, and we know that it's you know, a tough task from there on in.
You probably improved after half-time.
Yeah, but like I say, the game's you know, hard to get back into by that stage of it. 2-0, we all know the script. You get one back and it makes them nervous, particularly here. They've been nervous recently here. They've got an experienced side. You know, they are an experienced. Most of their players have experienced the Premiership, Premier League rather, and certainly the midfield have, that's for sure. And I thought they'd shown real good signs that today. We looked a little bit unsure of ourselves from the off. We've only had that once this season. That was the first half at Swansea. And then second half, we were excellent. And today, we never really found our feet from the first whistle to the last.
You've been strong defensively, you know, the last few games, Sean. Can you put your finger on why that didn't happen today?
Now and again it happens. We've gone up a level. You know, on a low day last season in the Championship, you can get away with it. You can hang on in there. You can't in this level. And I thought there were signs of that. Like I say, if you think about it, Tom Heaton, he hasn't had save after save to make, and yet he's had to pick the ball out of the net four times. And that's going up that level, the clinical edge to the finishing. So we've got to learn from that, that on a bad day, we've still got to find a way of dealing with it and hanging in there.
How concerning is the lack of goals, though?
It's not a concern, it's a reality. That's all it is, it's just a reality. We have to affect it. We work with the players in training. We work on the mentality of it as well. We need one to go in, of course. I mean, the one at the end there, it gets blocked by a body, and Ben Foster's made a couple of decent saves, and you think, you know, that would be a start to nick a goal back. We've got to keep working, it's simple as that. It's relentless, the game's going to keep coming. They're not going to go away.
When you say the mentality of it, what do you mean by that?
Well, the fact that all of you people keep reminding everyone that we haven't scored. So, therefore, that needs to be dealt with, because players get that weird feeling like, oh, you know, when are we going to score a goal? Who is going to score a goal? One of the big mantras I say to the players is, be the man who makes a difference. That's the mentality you have to play with. Every player has to play with that. And we didn't today. Simple as that.
How important is it that the players don't let this result affect the confidence in the next game?
Well, we'll soon see how important it is. You know, the next game will come around pretty quickly, as it does. So, you know, it'll be quite apparent how this result affected us.
You must have sampled some lows as well as some highs in your career, Sean, at different times. So, do you feel confident?
One was here. I broke my leg when I was 17 at Nottingham Forest. Since then, I've never won here. It's one of the rare Bock grounds that I've got. There's not many in the country. I've played it a lot. It's one of the rare ones that it just doesn't quite happen. I knew it today. I didn't tell anyone in case it spread. And I knew it.
Did you pick up a knock?
I don't think he's serious.
And the two midfielders, are you hopeful that he's okay for next year?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's no guarantees. Jonah got off the pitch quick style last week, so he's managed to have a good week, but not quite made it. And Marnes only happened at the end of training on Friday, so we've got to see if that can get better in time for next week. We'll see.
Going back to the point about Lowe's as well as...
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, do you feel that means you have it in you to influence the players to things like today don't harm them?
Well, there has to be balance to what we're trying to achieve this season. You know, you see it every week. It's not just us coming here today. You see the results that happen in this division. And there are some topsy-turvy ones. And the biggest learning curve is you have to be on your performance level every week. You know, we're a team that are growing and learning about this division. And that's a massive learning curve today, because if three or four are not quite on top of their game, then you're going to get hurt. It's simple as that. Whereas in other divisions, you can get away with it a little bit. You can carry players. In this division, you can't carry players. And we were carrying too many today. It's simple as that.
Nathaniel, a positive second
half? Yeah, thought he was. Yeah, definitely. He's a young man earning his spurs in football. And I thought he came on. We wanted him to go and get the ball. We wanted him to play. And I thought he did that. So, yeah, it was a positive from that one, for sure.
You just want that more experience ahead of Stephen Reid in the first half?
Right? Yeah, well, we wanted to try and mix the feel of the shape. We didn't want to... You know, Nathaniel's a young man, and you know it's a big game for us and for him. And we didn't want to start him. I was close to. We wanted to go with that bit of experience and just change the shape. But they just got lost in the game, the midfield in the first half. And you know, all credit to West Brom, by the way. I must make that clear. I thought they were very good. A lot of question marks early season here about how they were performing. I think the result at Tottenham did them the world of good. They nicked one last couple of minutes on Wednesday, and that feeling comes back into play. It turns around very, very quickly, the mentality within footballers, and they looked a lot more assured than what I'd seen them early season today. But credit to them, I thought they were very good today.
Is Nathaniel one who will keep getting better with game time, I guess?
Well, that's the plan.